Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching an episode of the series Professions of Pious Predecessors رحمهم الله تعالى. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, "The one who recites durood upon me, his durood reaches me. I do istighfar for him, and in addition to this, 10 good deeds are written down for him." Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember that before doing any good work, you're supposed to make good intentions in order to attain sawab. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali." That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, before listening to this silsila, before listening to this topic, let's make some good intentions. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this topic or you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And whatever you learn in this episode, you'll try to memorize it and share it with your family and friends. And you'll watch this episode from the start till the very end. And whenever you hear Sallu al-Habib, you will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is profession of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. First, in our episode, we'll try to learn who Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is, and then we'll move towards his profession. Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that I was present in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was persuading the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in to prepare for the battle of Tabuk. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu got up and humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, along with the pack saddle and other relevant provisions, 100 camels are upon me." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam persuaded the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in again. Upon this, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the third Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, stood up again and humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I take responsibility for presenting 200 camels along with all the provisions." Subhanallah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, again he persuaded the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Now this time, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu humbly said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I accept the responsibility of 300 camels along with all the provisions." The narrator narrates, "I saw that listening to this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came down the pulpit and said the following 2 times. No matter what Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu does from today, there is no accountability for him." Subhanallah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, some people normally they give their names or they get their names written to donate charity, but when it comes to actually giving charity or giving donation, it becomes really difficult for them, to the extent that some don't even give charity at that point. However, may our lives be sacrificed. Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu donated a lot more in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal than what he actually announced. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, writes under this blessed hadith, be mindful of the fact that this was just his announcement. When it was time to give, he presented 950 camels, 50 horses, and 1,000 gold coins. Later on, he presented further 10,000 gold coins. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further states, be mindful that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu announced to present 100 camels the first time, additional 200 camels the second time, and further 300 camels the third time, totaling up to 600 camels. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's listen to a brief introduction of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The name of Amir al-Mumineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Uthman, and his kunniya is Abu Amr. Following are his famous titles: Amir al-Mumineen, Zun Nuren, that is, possessor of two noors, accomplished in modesty and iman, Jami'ul Quran, that is, the gatherer of the Quran, and the leader of the generous ones. Out of all his titles, Zun Nuren, that is, possessor of two noors, is more famous. The famous reason for this title is that he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, married two daughters of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, one after the other. Due to this very reason, he, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is called Zun Nuren, that is, the possessor of two noors. Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the third Khalifa of Islam amongst the Khulafa Rashidin. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam by the efforts of Amir al-Mumineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Moreover, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is fourth among those who accepted Islam. As he radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says, I am fourth among the four people who embraced Islam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Amir al-Mumineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is among those companions who were severely oppressed and tortured after embracing Islam. They were oppressed in different ways and they were treated dreadfully. But may we sacrificed upon the firm determination of the great companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Amir al-Mumineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who remained determined in front of the disbelievers despite enduring so many oppressions and did not agree to move even an inch away from Islam. It is stated, to remain determined upon iman, virtuous deeds, and refraining from sins is called steadfastness. We can also say that steadfastness means that iman shall not be wasted. Virtuous deeds such as offering namaz, performing hajj, offering zakah, observing fast, recitation of the Holy Quran, zikr, durood, tasbihat and invocations, charity, looking after others, etc. are always performed. And one develops a firm habit of refraining from all the sins. All these things are included in steadfastness. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, over here, let's listen to a blessed parable regarding Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Amir al-Mumineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, then not only his household, but the entire family severely oppressed him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was beaten to the extent that his uncle became so angry with him that he tied Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu with a rope and said, you have adopted another religion, leaving that of your forefathers. We will not free you until you leave your new religion. We will keep you tied up like this. Listening to this, Amir al-Mumineen Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I can never leave Islam. When his uncle saw such determination of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then he was compelled to free him up from captivity. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, did you see that how much oppression the uncle of Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu inflicted upon him after he knew that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu had embraced Islam. But Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu remained steadfast upon Iman while tolerating all the oppressions. This parable basically contains a great lesson for all of us. For those who do enter the fold of Islam, being impressed with the Islamic teachings, but the truthfulness of Islam has yet not been revealed upon their family members. Hence, they oppress them so that they, ma'az Allah, leave Islam somehow. But remember, protecting your faith in every state is very important. No matter how big a calamity inflicts upon you, you should not leave the treasure of Iman. Rather, you should keep supplicating in the court of Allah Almighty for the protection of faith. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu really loved to worship, and he really liked reciting the Holy Quran. He had a passion for reciting the Holy Quran. Let's listen to some parables in this regard. Sayyidina Zubair bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu would always fast. Moreover, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would rest a little in the early part of the night and then spend the entire night in worship. Subhanallah. Another companion met the one who martyred Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked, "Did you martyr Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu?" He replied, "Yes." So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "By Allah Almighty, you have martyred a fast observing person and a worshipper." Allahu Akbar. Another parable states that when Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred, then his wife said to the assassinators, "You have martyred the one who worships the entire night and completes the entire Quran in one rakat." Subhanallah. A blessed, pious person states that, "Once I was at Maqam-e Ibrahim and the night fell. I went to Maqam-e Ibrahim after offering Isha Salah to the extent that when I stood there, a person placed his hand between my shoulders in the meanwhile. When I looked behind, he was Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Usman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A little while later, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu started reciting the Holy Quran from Surah Fatiha to the extent that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu completed the entire Quran." Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just imagine that the companion who was blessed to marry two daughters of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, one after the other, and the one who was given the glad tidings of paradise by the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself, the state of his love for worship and devotion of reciting the Holy Quran was such that his day and night would be spent in worshipping and reciting the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. On the other hand, if we look into our lives, we have people who waste most of their time in useless activities. Their days and nights are spent in heedlessness. They neither have time to worship nor have time to recite the Holy Quran. Yet they have ample of time to spend on worldly matters. Their precious moments are spent in reading newspapers or watching news or watching movies. Countless people have developed this habit of staying out till late night. May Allah save us. You will find various such places where the youth will stay till late and hang around. People waste their precious time using social media and playing games on mobile phones. Many of them would be such who, ma'az Allah, fall asleep at the time of Fajr Salah. Some ignorant people fall into using mobile phones and internet so much and so deeply that they forget about time. Forget about these people taking a day off from work. They don't even go to work few minutes late. Alas, extreme level of heedlessness and laziness is shown when it comes to offering faraid and wajibat, nawafil and salah with jama'at, and reciting the Holy Quran. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should look into our lives. We should look into why we spend so much time and waste our time in order to develop the passion and yearning of worship and recitation of the Holy Quran. Let's listen to two blessings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and make the intention to develop a habit for these acts. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allah Almighty states, O person, be free from my worship. I will fill your chest with richness and shut the door of poverty. If you do not do so, then I will fill both of your hands with commitments and will not shut the door of your poverty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also stated that indeed some people are Allah loving amongst people. The blessed Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who are these people? And he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, those who recite the Holy Quran, and they are the ones who are included among Allah loving and special people. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving towards the main topic of our episode, that is the profession or the source of income of Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. First, we heard about the blessed seerah of Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, let's hear about his profession or his source of income. The third Khalifa of Islam and the commander of the faithful, our master Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was a wealthy trader and respected figure in the Hijaz even before the advent of Islam. When the Arabian Peninsula was overcast with dishonesty during the age of ignorance, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu practiced his craft with utmost integrity, from investing into partnerships to trading wheat and dates and conducting business as far away as Egypt. He was a successful entrepreneur with a diverse portfolio. With the coming of Islam, he diverted his business acumen and assets to supporting Islam and its people. Now, the generosity of Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is unmatched. We never see example like this in history. He purchased paradise three times. Number one, in exchange for purchasing the wells of Ruma for the Muslims after the Hijrah to Medina. Number two, in exchange for purchasing the land next to Masjid al-Nabawi for its expansion. And number three, in exchange for providing supplies to the under-equipped Muslim army of Tabuk, he gave resources of 950 camels, 50 horses, and 11,000 gold coins. Among colleagues and customers, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was reputed for integrity and ethical business practices. Traders and public alike had complete trust in his words, such that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself remarked, I would purchase dates from the marketplace and sell them in Medina. Without checking themselves, people would readily trust me when I would tell them the weight of the dates. However, when the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came to know about this, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam discouraged it and said that weighing and measuring should take place at the time of buying and selling. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, interesting fact here is that Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first silent partner example in Islam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu would invest in people and their skills through silent partnerships, that is mudarba. For example, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu invested in the business of Sayyidina Yaqub rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in return for 50% equity. According to some historians, this was the first case of silent partnership in Islam. Regular partnerships were also in the area that he explored. For example, he entered a partnership with Sayyidina Rabi'ah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the paternal cousin of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Once during the reign of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Medina faced a drought. Sayyidina Uthman's trade caravan consisting of 1,000 camels arrived in the city loaded with supplies of food and water. Given the dire situation that they were in, the traders of Medina were prepared to offer a handsome sum of the goods, but instead of profiting off of them, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu donated the goods to the citizens of Medina in exchange for Allah Almighty's pleasure and the rewards of the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, and especially the businessmen and the entrepreneurs listening to me, look at the generosity of Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We find no example like this in history. After sincerely serving the Ummah as a Khalifa and commander, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred after Asr Salah on Friday, 18 Zulhijjah, 35 Hijri, whilst he was fasting. He was laid to rest in Jannatul Baqi, that is in Medina. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode, we covered the different parables of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We heard about the generosity of Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the diverse portfolio that Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu had in regard of business and the partnerships that he had. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to follow the path of the blessed companion Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all for his blessed sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Rameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Professions of our pious predecessors, professions of our pious predecessors, professions of our pious